One-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Chuck Chambers Memorial Day Sale for amazing deals in every category. Now through Memorial Day, find up to 75% off selected items. Beautiful sleigh beds starting at $3.99. Leather recliners just $4.99. Queen bed, chest, dresser, and mirror only $19.99. Beautiful dining room table and chairs just $16.88. Plus, spectacular sectional sofas starting at $23.99. Don't miss out. Check the store that saves you more. Chuck Chambers.
Chuck Chambers. Chuck Chambers.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions.
Montgomery Subaru.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Listen up, everybody. I'm happy to say that our office will be doing a winter coat drive.
Oh, I think I have something.
Actually, they just need men's coats in a size medium, preferably light blue.
What charity is this exactly?
The None of Your Business Foundation.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is May 20th, Be a Millionaire Day. It's the day to ask the question, who wants to be a millionaire? No need for a lifeline on this one. It's everyone. And that's my final answer. Have a prosperous Be a Millionaire Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls Michigan Republican Justin Amash a loser who sadly plays right into our opponent's hands. Amash is the first Republican in Congress to say the president should be impeached. The top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures Amash just wants attention.
He's been in Congress quite some time. I think he's only ever asked one question in all the committees that he's been in.
California Democrat Adam Schiff says,
we are seeing more members that recognize that the administration is acting in a lawless fashion.
He was on Face the Nation on CBS. The president tells Fox China's getting killed in the trade dispute between our countries and that he told China's President Xi,
this can't be like a 50-50 deal. This has to be a deal. You're so far ahead from presidents that allowed you to get away. This can't be a 50-50 deal.
China's responded to new tariffs on their products with tariffs on American imports. This is Fox News.
The next big movie coming out.
Bohemian Rhapsody was great. Made mountains of cash for Queen. So it went and made my own music movie. We spent $100,000 on sequence. $500,000 on shoes. Crazy sunglasses too. And I think I'm gonna see those dollar signs. The Oscars will win best costume design. I'll give a speech after I win best.
This is good.
popularity. I'll hit the Billboard charts again like Queen. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. 'Cause I'm Elton John. Elton John. And I'm gonna make a ton of dough.
And that one is 10 days away, correct?
Yeah, I think it's on the 30th. Yes, yeah, so 10 days.
30th, right. 31st. The 31st is a Friday, so probably.
I think. Okay.
Yeah, well, it'll come out right. The night of the 30th.
It's the 30th in the UK and the 31st
okay.
in this country.
Gotcha.
That little song was well done.
That was great.
Glad you liked it.
Did you do that? You were up early.
I was practicing on my piano all weekend in my spare time, so... at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, let's get the forecast first.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Mostly sunny, another very warm day today. We had 89 yesterday. We'll be very close to 89 or 90 again today with some spotty, mainly afternoon storms around as a little frontal system tries to move into the state, but it's fizzling as it gets here. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, look for a sunny and hot day. I think we're at 92, making tomorrow the hottest day of the year so far. But wait, there's more. It gets even hotter. Low to mid-90s Wednesday, 95 Thursday, 96 Friday, 97 Saturday and Sunday. We will be teasing record highs right on through the Memorial Day weekend. So some serious heat, but no showers are expected because we'll have one of those big upper heat wave domes over us, if you will. Right now, this morning, we have clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 69. Very humid out there at 7:08.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Talk to you about our friends at LukeWire. Now, first of all, they were in the AC and the heating business since 1976, but for over two decades now, they've been second to none in the River Region for plumbing. That's right, plumbing, because you know what? Plumbing picks the worst
time. The worst time, Rich.
A problem.
The absolute worst.
Could be in the middle of the night, could be in the middle of the weekend, could be on a holiday. Plumbing by LukeWire is ready to answer the phone to take care of your problem 24/7, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why people keep relying on their expertise. Get the whole house plumbing inspection then when you go on vacation. You'll know that there's not going to be some sort of massive problems you're going to come home to because they can spot those problems ahead of time and you can get in. Check out problems that may be lurking. Give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Emily has our good news story after we track traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into our Monday morning rush hour, and things look pretty good on the interstates. We don't have any problems on I-65. However, on I-85, there is a bit of a slowdown between Taylor Road and the Boulevard. It looks like they are still working on some construction in that area, and the right lane has been closed. On the Boulevard, we have one accident to tell you about. It is near the intersection of the Troy Highway and the Boulevard, so be careful there. If you're on the 31s, everything looks pretty good. Once again, it's time to watch out for school zones and the buses. The buses are out picking up kids. School zones kick in just a couple of minutes. When you're in an accident, you have lots of questions and need answers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Wow, isn't this good?
Wow. Monday's good news is about a fellow named Robert F. Smith. He is the founder and CEO of the private equity firm Vista Equity Partners. Last year, Forbes ranked him as the 163rd richest person in America, worth about $4.4 billion. That's with a B. He's one of only 13 black billionaires in the world. So this year, his fortune is up to $5 billion, and a few months ago, he donated $1.5 million to Morehouse College in Atlanta, which is a historically black school.
I heard about this, yeah.
Then yesterday, at graduation, they gave him an honorary doctorate, and he spoke at the commencement about in front of about 400 graduating seniors. During his speech, he announced that he was making another donation to the school to pay off the entire graduating class's student loans. The crowd went nuts when he announced it, obviously. Took him a second, though, to let it really sink in, almost like they thought they heard him wrong or it was a joke.
This is incredible.
But it's a massive amount of money.
I can't imagine.
According to an estimate, it'll wipe out about $40 million in student debt.
Oh my God, this is really a good news story. Yep. This is a great news story.
Morehouse says it's the largest single donation the school has ever been associated with.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic.
You think about...
You know, when I become a billionaire, I'm going to do the same...
You're on track for that in about the next 16 months,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah. By Christmas.
By Christmas.
It is 7:13.
Ain't that news?
That's good news.
Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
I got some good news. I think it's good news.
Okay.
Suppose I said I could pick up half of your electric bill for building a new house, or I could pick up a third of your current electric bill if you would just, I can't write you a check, but I can give you a phone number to call that will accomplish that.
What's Master that phone number?
802-FOAM. Only one F.
Foam.
I just held it.
Foam.
For a second. 802-FOAM. That's the number to Wade Canada Master Foam, and it's real simple. You all know the difference between the ability of a styrofoam cup to trap heat or cold because it's built to insulate. Paper does not accomplish that. That's why fast food places get sued for scalding people by handing them hot drinks in paper cups. Foam is designed to trap heat. And when you have Master Foam installed in your attic, that's exactly what it does. It keeps the heat out. It can lower the temperature in your attic from 130 to 80. And I'm not saying that because, well, that's great. Now, next time I sleep in the attic, I'll be much more comfortable. No, the idea is you keep the temperature down up there. The system below doesn't have to work nearly as hard. So the installation of Master Foam not only cuts your electric costs substantially, a third in an existing home, 50% in a home that you're building, but it also is great news for your central air conditioning system because it won't have to work nearly as hard to keep your house cool in these hot days ahead. So remember the number, 802-FOAM, 802-FOAM, or check them online, master-foam.com. Master Foam. That's how you save serious money on your power bills. Here is David.
Hey. And I'm going to call them this week.
This is the time to do it, man.
I went up in my attic and about passed out.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Hey, Greg, did you see that story about those, like, 10-year-old kids on the UTVs driving at night on the Dan Ryan?
The 10-year-olds?
On the Dan Ryan Expressway
at night,
in Chicago?
Were they lost
on UTVs.
Oh, man.
Out joyriding. Just zipping down the Dan Ryan in the dead of night. No lights on their vehicles.
What is the Dan,
what is the Dan Ryan?
Dan Ryan is the major north-south expressway. It comes all the way up through the south side of Chicago where Lee Ray Brown, you know, used to get
butt. None of us knew this.
All the way into the center of the downtown area. Chicago's two halves. So from downtown south, the Dan Ryan is the main feeder line. And most of it, you don't want to have your car break down on it. You don't want to exit at the wrong place.
Doesn't the Dan Ryan go through some rather bad neighborhoods?
Actually, the sad part is part of the Dan Ryan goes by, I don't know if they've torn them down or not, but you used to be able to see some beautiful Frank Lloyd Wright homes that used to lie on the expressway.
I love Frank Lloyd Wright.
And now they're Frank Lloyd Wright dumps.
Wasn't there controversy when they were going to build a Dan Ryan about how it would bisect some neighborhoods and stuff like that?
Well, that I don't remember. Oh. That was actually before my time. You don't hear the BS thing go off, so. that was all part of the, you know, I think when they passed the interstate construction law, because it's one of the interstates, I-94, they had the right to condemn properties. But Dan Ryan, man,
Who is he?
You don't want to have a
who was he?
Yeah.
He was a commissioner. He was a county commissioner. He's nobody real famous. They in Chicago, there's a lot of things named for famous politicians.
Yeah, and the thing is, and the Dan Ryan and Greg can attest to this, you can be driving along at 70 miles an hour on the Dan Ryan and suddenly just stop.
Yeah, this is true. That's where I had my first accident.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I had some friends who were almost killed on it.
I slammed my Volkswagen Bug into the back end of some pothole from Wisconsin's big old Cadillac, and I punched my car into the windshield, and I didn't even bend his license plate.
Quick side note. One of my GPS ladies took me into downtown Atlanta this weekend when I was supposed to bypass Atlanta.
Ooh.
She has been retired.
Hey, Greg, I did send you that video this weekend, message on Facebook if you want to look it up.
I will take a look for it, sir.
Thanks.
It is unbelievable. Anyway, have a good one.
I'll check it out. I want to show that to Terry, too, because that'd be the same thing as having three lightless vehicles going down the center of I-85 through Union Street and into that corridor there. That's about the best equivalent I can come up. 7:18, we've got news, and then we're back with today's edition of Random Facts, followed by a weak but necessary convoluted introduction.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. They were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions. The suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
This 3 seconds brought to you by Wake and Bake.
Hello, River Region. This is Attorney Saj Grubbs, inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon, where we will discuss life and legacies. Our first speaker, Heather Ann Grubbs, will show you how to maximize your retirement. Our second speaker, Julia Marr, she's an expert on creating positive and stress-free transitions for those that are downsizing. And of course, our third speaker is yours truly, Attorney Saj Grubbs. I'll be showing you how to protect your life savings, whether they are tied to a family business or if they're just personal. So join us at the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 a.m. until noon. To register, find the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk. Or you can call 334-649-4911.
Fox Tonight, summer's musical game show Beat Shazam returns with host Jamie Foxx.
Season 3!
And its biggest premiere ever.
Yeah! Let's go!
What makes it so huge? We'll give you 1 million guesses.
Exact song title.
I just don't know.
His answer is, I just don't know.
It's the season premiere of Beat Shazam.
Yeah!
On its new night.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in the community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole, call Kohl. all. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Uber is introducing a new quiet mode to let your driver know to put a sock in it while they cart you around. But it doesn't stop there. Now, you can use quiet mode everywhere, like with your dental hygienist.
Okay, could you open a little wider?
Uh-huh.
Thanks. So, my husband, do you need to spit?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he's going to paint the bathroom a shade of purple that I like, and...
I'm putting you in quiet mode.
Let's cut the chit-chat.
Use it on your kids.
Shut your pie holes. Mama wants to watch her stories.
Try it on a date.
So I just finished training for the Ironman. That's why my calves are looking so epic. Just take a look at my quads.
Zip it. Bra.
Check, please.
Quiet mode. Try it today and everyone you know will say...
And now, that's Jay Scott Uber there, and he'll give you a lift with
random facts.
Whoa!
Good one there.
I like that.
I did. That was good. That was good. Did you know, in 2010, the Air Force, the United States Air Force, made the fastest computer in the United States Defense Department. They did this with 1,760 PlayStation 3 consoles.
That's the Air Force that did that?
The Air Force did that. They put together 1,760 PlayStation 3s and made the fastest computer in the Defense Department.
And for a while, we had a moratorium on selling PlayStation 3s to other countries. Did you know that?
Yes, we did.
Because of the defense...
Greg looks shocked.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Speechless.
How about that?
Speechless.
Did you know that Texas, you know why Texas is called the Lone Star State?
Because they only have one star on their flag.
Why, though? That's the thing. When it was a part of the Mexican state of its flag had two gold stars in the middle. When Texas declared its independence from Mexico, they took one of the stars with them, and the... Mexican state of whatever kept the other one.
Interesting. I never knew that.
Mexico has states like we do, and one of them is Jalisco, which is why El Jalisco, our Mexican restaurant friends, was named that.
Did you know when Alfred Hitchcock was 5, his father sent him to the police with a note? The policeman looked at the note and then locked him in jail for a few minutes. This experience left him with lifelong fear of policemen, and he wouldn't even drive a car in case he got a parking ticket.
Is that right? What did they write on that?
I don't know, but he was just, you know, just a few minutes. That was it. Maybe just to give him an experience.
Maybe did he get in trouble at home or something? Yeah. It was like...
Well, it was effective, whatever it was.
Yeah. Did you know... I've never heard of a hagfish.
I have.
Well,
that's just an old perch.
The hagfish slime expands by 10,000 times in a fraction of a second. It is 100,000 times softer than Jell-O and can fend off sharks.
Hmm. What would you like? Who's next? I want the hagfish slime.
Ugh. Anyway, hagfish. Sounds disgusting.
Hope everybody's enjoying their breakfast this morning.
Yeah. I enjoyed mine.
Finest hagfish.
If it came back a second time, just thank Jay.
Did you know that many non-English languages have no concept of a spelling bee? Because the spelling rules in those languages are too regular for good spelling to be impressive.
Oh, I see. No, I got you.
Yeah. They don't have the kind of rules that we have.
Archaic.
With our English.
Yeah.
Hey, that sounds like an F. Well, we're going to put a PH there.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? A comb to comb your hair. There's no B. Why is there a B at the end of that? That's ridiculous.
Comb.
A comb. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have clothes in your closet?
Clothes.
It's like in German, like there's no silent letters in German.
Yeah.
So if there's an E there.
Yeah. I want to say that it's very simplistic, but it's very to the point, I guess you could say. It's very.
Yeah.
You see it, you say it. That's, right. I guess, mm-hmm. or you don't see it, but whatever.
Everything I can remember, I don't have the best memory, but I remember from taking German those few weeks that there are no silent letters, and that when there's like an EI or an IE combo, you pronounce the second vowel in the combination.
It's very phonetic. Maybe that's what I'm trying to say. It's spelled like it sounds.
In Spanish all those languages, the Latin-type languages are... Mm-hmm. Are very very easy compared to English as far as the rules.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm still working on my magazine column called Funny Farm, both words spelled with a PH.
Yeah.
I took liberties.
The first comment on this one says that my wife is from a Balkan Slavic language country and was puzzled the first time she saw a spelling bee on North American TV in her language. There's a one-to-one correspondence between letters in the alphabet and sounds in the language. Yeah. If someone asks you to spell a word, they've just told you how to spell it by speaking it.
Oh, yeah, no, not here.
Yeah, no, gosh, no.
That's not like anybody that even has, like, broken English or it's a little, like, their English is a little rough. If you stop and think about it, the fact that they know a second language and it's English, and even though it's a little hinky at times, they're still smarter than me. Because I can't a second language.
I think you have to have a certain mental gene to be able to learn a second language and memorize it and just switch into it. I'm amazed that people can do
that. Well, the best way to do it is when you're a kid. That's the best time to pick it up because your brain, it's still like a sponge.
It's like hagfish slime.
Gross.
Next time, when I come back at whatever I am, I will major in Spanish when I'm in kinder care.
I'm just saying they start teaching kids.
My fifth grade teacher, Mr. Leiniger, says, "Oh, I just think in Spanish." Okay.
Mr. Leiniger.
Mr. Leiniger thinks in Spanish.
I've heard some people say stuff like that.
Do you know what one of the most common causes of flight delays is?
What?
Pilot
crew not being available?
That could be one of them, but the one I've got here is that... faulty coffee machines.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Are one of the most common causes of flight delays.
Wow. You mean they have to hold up the flight to get the coffee
machine? The onboard coffee machine?
Mm-hmm. It's important.
The bumps you feel are asteroids smashing into the hull of the ship. Also, we're flying without a navigational system and can't seem to change course.
Miss, are you telling us absolutely everything?
Not exactly. We're also out of coffee.
Ah! Back to you, Jay.
Did you know Leonhard Euler was the most prolific mathematician of all time? He wrote more than 500 books and papers during his lifetime. That's about 800 pages per year, with 400 further publications that appeared posthumously. His collected works and correspondence have still not been completely published.
Wow. He's a mathematician?
Yeah. The first comment says, this guy can write 500 books on math.
Yeah.
And George R. R. Martin can't even finish book 6.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good.
Do you know that birds have a poor sense of smell? So that handling a young bird does not cause its parents to abandon it.
Which is like we've been told that all our lives.
If you touch it, they'll never take care of it. They'll just leave it alone because it's got human scent. No, if you move a small bird... make sure that you leave it within hearing distance of where it was found.
Hearing difference.
Yeah. Hearing distance, yes.
Yeah.
Did you know A handicapped woman invented an underwater wheelchair in 2012. It was done as an art project, but it happened to work.
But is there such a need for an underwater wheelchair? Is there a need for that?
It's a good question. It works very well, though, so well that able-bodied divers have trouble keeping up.
Huh.
So, I'm not going to see.
Well, if they're diving, yeah.
It's a fin design that was mounted to the wheels.
Okay.
So this allows them, because obviously if they have no use of their legs, they can't kick and flip and do their... They can't move. They just sink.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's what the wheelchair has, a fin adaptation to it, so it allows them to go underwater and then move underwater.
All right.
Did you know the massive velocity of the Paris gun used in 1918 meant that each shell fired had a larger diameter than the previous, or the gun would blow up? The shells were numerically ordered by size from the factory to make sure you fired the right one at the correct time.
Wow.
And finally, did you know that using a red cross, or the red cross as a symbol of health, in a video game or any other commercial product technically constitutes a violation of the Geneva Conventions?
Run that by me again.
If you use a red cross.
If you use a red cross as a symbol of health. In other words, in a lot of video games, if you're low on health and you see a med pack, it's got a red cross on it. That just symbolizes, that's health.
In a video game, and that's a violation of the Geneva Convention?
Or any other commercial product, it technically constitutes a violation of the Geneva Convention.
What is... There's different color crosses, but they mean different things, right?
Do they? I have no idea. Yeah.
Now, I know Blue Cross is the name of a insurance company, but there is actually a Blue Cross that is part of the Geneva Convention, too, that you can use just almost like different, like red lights and blue lights as far as what they mean. I have no idea what I'm saying, so I'm just going to sit here in the corner and shut up.
Oh, wait, here we go. The Canadian Red Cross is asking video game makers to stop using the Red Cross in their games. It's especially common sight to see first aid kits and other items. In order to avoid this conflict, a green cross is often used as a generic alternative.
I see.
Yeah. That's actually true. I've seen the green cross health packs as well. Green is also a common sort of thing in video games where it's like, it's health. Green means good. Red means bad. So there you go. Those are your random facts.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Now you're welcome.
We're going to do, these guys are going to clock us and come up with a $10 food outlet pop quiz. Let me just remind you of three things that you should know going into Memorial Weekend at Food Outlet. Right now, the glass bottle sodas that I love, that are $5.99, sometimes $6.99 at the chains, are $2.75 a six-pack.
That's crazy insane.
Diet Coke, Sprite, Dr. Pepper. If you like your sodas the best way, that's in a glass bottle, and they're $2.75 a six-pack right now at Food Outlet. That's number one. If you prefer a can, all Coca-Cola products at Food Outlet are $3. $3 for the 12-pack. Excellent price. Thirdly, I'm going to actually add two more to this. One is, ice is still 97 cents a bag at Food Outlet. You're not going to get a lower price. So if you're having a gang over and you need lots of ice, go to Food Outlet and get it for about half of what they're charging you at the chain stores. And then finally, if you need to refill your propane tank, it's $13. $13. Check out the prices they've got posted on the places that have tank exchanges. So you can save on four critical areas, plus everything in the meat department. Everything. Right now, why not serve your guests the best and give them ribeye steaks at $6.81 a pound. Awesome prices you'll save in every department of Food Outlet with three locations, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, Food Outlet on Main Street in the preferred community west of Highway 31, and in Twice a Day Millbrook on Highway 14. All right, we're going to be looking for a winner.
I thought we just had one.
Yeah, I surprised you guys. I had a contest when you weren't paying attention. Now we're ready to start one with Jay and today's pop quiz question.
Earlier random facts. In fact, it was our first random facts of the day. The United States Air Force made the fastest computer in the U.S. Defense Department with 1,760 what?
Wow. Aha!
Uh-huh.
1,760 what?
Hey, I have to... How specific do they have to be?
Well, I mean, the what part is... I'm pretty specific now.
I'm just saying, like...
Right, I would.
Oh no, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
No, you gotta have. I think you gotta have the whole thing.
Be specific.
You have to be specific.
Yep. Yeah. Be specific. Yeah.
Is what I've written here at the bottom.
Yes.
Okay.
So understand that if they use the first part,
that's just not enough.
They gotta get more.
We want its full Christian name.
And spell it.
I think the merry-go-round's spinning a little bit too fast for Emily today.
Yay!
All right, we'll check traffic while we gather winners.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the rush hour this morning, and we have several accidents to tell you about. We have a really bad three-car accident on the Southern Boulevard at Rosa Parks. That one is with injuries, so look out. The emergency vehicles are headed that way. We also see an accident on I-85 South at Perry Hill Road. That is going to jam traffic up as you head into the downtown area, so be careful there. We also still see a hang-up around the Chantilly Parkway area as you're headed into town. Watch out. You're going to slow down between there and Taylor Road. Traffic on I-65 is still moving along pretty well, but anticipate a slowdown as you head into the downtown area. It happens almost every morning, so be careful as you go in that direction. If you're on the 31s this morning, everything's moving pretty smoothly, but you will slow down if you're headed out of Wetumpka around the Redland Road traffic light and once you reach the boulevard. Keep in mind, the school zones are in effect. Watch out for the kids in the buses this morning. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, just sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open till 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Don R. wants to have a fun, safe holiday Monday with the winning answer to today's pop quiz question. Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
good. Can you give us the winning answer?
Well, their system is so archaic anyway, but it sounds kind of silly, but it's PlayStation 3.
You're right about that. They strung them all together. 1,760 of them made the fastest computer. That is the answer. Correct.
I find that whole thing kind of unbelievable. I don't know whether that speaks poorly to our Defense Department or what.
I think it does. I think it was funny that they were restricting sale to certain governments.
Yeah. All right, well, you hang on. You got $10 free shopping at Food Outlet.
Thank you.
All righty,
7:39.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
If you get just a minute, check out my morning video this morning. I don't mention it very often, but there's just so much going on in the weather this morning, including a rare high risk of tornadoes out there in the southern plains, and maybe by the end of the day today in the Atlantic Ocean, the first tropical storm of the season, Andrea. It looks like it's going to be developing as well. In between, mostly sunny here today. Another very warm day with a high temperature up around 89, 90. Spotty afternoon storms are possible. I think the rain chances are relatively small. Tonight's low 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high around 92. I think we're 93 Wednesday, 95 Thursday, 96 Friday, 97 Saturday, 97 Sunday. It's going to be hot. And Memorial Day, just not much change at all. Close to record highs from that period of time from Thursday through Sunday. We could tie or break a record any one of several of those days. Beach forecast highs in the mid-80s, Gulf water temperature 80 degrees. It's going to be a great week down at the beach. Right now this morning, clear skies, calm winds. Temperature 69, it's 7:41.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life.
From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Want to talk to you about Dillon Rings. They are right here in Montgomery, and it's a family-owned and operated business. They've been around since 1993 and dedicated to excellent customer service. I continue to admire the work of Josh Ryder on their Facebook page. Very talented creator of custom fine jewelry. In fact, when I went by and visited them in person, they have a photo album there, and Josh told me some of the stories. He said, this particular one, then he would tell me this personal story that went with it. You tell Josh your story about your loved one, and then he helps create something amazing. Maybe you got an anniversary coming up, a birthday. It's never too early to start talking about the holidays, too. They can repair all types of jewelry as well. So stop by, see Josh and Leslie in person. Not only do they have Josh's creation, they have designer pieces from around the world in their showroom. Located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from the Walgreens, Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 3. So experience the difference at Dillon Rings.
Thank you, Rich. At 7:42, I think what we're going to do first is play
Truth or Baloney.
And our topic today?
Cereal.
Yeah, cereal.
Cereal,
how do you know your breakfast? You know what I did for fun last night?
What?
I just kind of got into this and I couldn't stop. This is how I amused myself while you guys were watching silly, non-productive.
Not me. Thank you.
Not me.
Well, you
just
come,
me.
You and husband should come over because last night we watched the Jeffrey Dahmer story.
Speaking of cereal.
And then just before that.
Cereal killers.
Yeah, that was the other one. John Wayne Gacy.
Oh, my. No. No.
Jeez. Oh, what a family night.
And there was another one just before that, but I can't remember who it was.
I did watch it was a David Fincher film from 2007 called Zodiac about the...
Oh, the Green River Killer. I watched that, too.
What a lovely night.
So we had a night of mass murder
at
my house.
A nice, uplifting evening at home with the family.
Yeah. Do I criticize what you get? Don't answer that.
Mm-hmm. Says the woman who loves it.
Oh, yeah. That's the John Wayne. That's why you should watch the John Wayne Gacy documentary.
You pointed at it,
because
right?
Half of his stuff, what a fat clown he was.
Yeah, yeah.
He was an ugly fat clown.
Oh, yeah. My
boy. Jeffrey Dahmer was much nicer.
Good Lord.
Anybody have any questions about those shows?
No, we good.
Okay, all right, let's do Fox Business.
From the Fox Business Network, Google is stopping some services for smartphones made by Huawei after the U.S. government denied the company access to some U.S. technology, citing security concerns. Huawei relies on Google's Android operating system. Existing phones are expected to keep running, but users could lose some functions. Dish Network is buying parts of satellite company EchoStar. It's buying the broadcast satellite service business in a stock deal worth about $800 million. Dish already purchased other parts of EchoStar in 2017. Boeing shares are losing ground after airline Ryanair Holdings said its profit this year will be weaker because of the grounding of the 737 MAX jets. Ryanair was supposed to receive MAX jets this spring. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. Oates was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. Officers were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions this morning, but the suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May, because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road. What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at CaravinaVillage.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, this is Jan from Jan's Beach House. We opened 6 years ago and have always used Blue Water Broadcasting for our advertising. Rick and his staff are the best, and they're so easy to work with. Their advertising works.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A message from HBO. The series finale of Game of Thrones is upon us, and HBO would like to say, please don't cancel your subscription. We have all kinds of cool shows that you're totally going to want to spend $15 a month on. Remember Deadwood? It's back. Think of it as Wild Wild Westeros. Or what about Little Big Lies? We know you didn't watch the first season, but come on, it's Nicole Kidman. If you squint your eyes, she kind of looks like Cersei. No? Little bit? And The Watchmen, that looks cool. If not, just pretend it's called The Night's Watchmen, huh? Oh, and don't forget Chernobyl. What's more entertaining than a nuclear disaster? If you want, we can name a character Targaryen. That totally sounds Russian, and you know it. So whatever you do, don't pick up the phone, don't call your cable provider, and don't cancel your HBO subscription. We're totally pitching shows to Peter Dinklage's agent. We swear.
Hey, come over tonight. We're watching Silence of the Lambs.
A census taker once tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Which is worse, that or the amazing tongue?
Stop. Stop it.
See, you're watching Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy.
Green River Killer.
Green River. And then... And you should do this on Christmas Eve, right?
Make it our best of.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
None. None. That's N-A-A-N, none.
As in the flying?
No, not as in the flying none.
No?
Sally Field made some serious bread doing that, but none is that. Duh. Well, you're going to give you get in the show, you know what I mean? Non bread, which is great because it gives you the same warm texture of regular bread, but it's not as poor. porous. So when you have a wonderfully sloppy sandwich like the Philly cheesesteak, it holds everything together for you. And by the way, try any of the Philly cheesesteaks with honey mustard sauce. It's very good.
Don't look at the TV.
I know.
Don't look.
I know.
You're good.
10.7 million skipping out of work.
I can put it
on. That's, we had that story last week. That was a poll.
Well, I mean, it's happened now, so.
An estimate of how many people are missing. You really missing work today because of a silly show?
If I can show up after Alabama's played the national championship.
And lost.
Yeah. I mean, that's hard.
I'm glad you showed up after Jeffrey Dahmer.
Ariel serial killers.
Ariel serial.
Sure. There's a lot to say.
Ariel serial killers.
Serial killer disasters.
Yeah. I'm still missing one, though. Yesterday it was on the Reels channel. They did all these Murder Made Me a Star shows.
What?
Yeah. We wouldn't know these people if they
hadn't.
You
shouldn't glorify it. Not you, Greg Budell, but you as in the culture, the country.
It's always the fascinating part of the story, since these are all true events.
I mean,
it took them years to get the Green River Killer. And Gacy, they could have had him too, but because he had been arrested several times, they were to some extent prevented by laws, our Constitution, and needing search warrants and stuff.
I haven't watched the Zac Efron Ted Bundy thing, but I did watch the Ted Bundy tapes from the interviews that were done with him after he was caught the last time, and them going back through that case of how he was able to make it across the country because jurisdictions didn't talk to each other about stuff.
Right.
And then we started putting it all together.
Zac Efron is a serial killer?
He plays Ted Bundy in this new film. Oh. So it's much talked about, Rich.
I was telling Rich earlier, and you'll probably have it in your thing tomorrow, is that they discovered a water bottle in last night's episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, they did?
Yep. Sitting right next to one of the actor's foot.
They didn't have those in Westerville in those days?
They didn't have water bottles, no.
How do you like that? Why don't they pay attention? Who's in charge of continuity around here? Like this show. This show thrives on one thing. Continuity. We are just so together. So
some organized. Of our producers... we don't have any.
Some of our producers...
Right now it's time for a very important message.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
This is the time of the day where I talk to you about aches and pains and how you don't have to live with them anymore.
Hey!
No, I'm not sending you to a divorce attorney. I'm telling you about Dr. Jeff Pasley at Milbrook Family Chiropractic. Bless you, Jay.
That's a good joke.
Well, nobody heard the joke because you were sneezing.
Oh, I heard it. I was over here sneezing.
Well,
I heard the joke.
There we go. Anywho, the point of the story is, if you're dealing with aches and pains, if you, I get really stiff from riding in the car too long. My neck gets really tight, and I usually have to go see Dr. Pasley and get adjusted for that. But if you've got a long trip coming up, if you are coming back from Six Flags and you rode all those rides with your kids and you've been shaken up, go get adjusted. Go get on the road to wellness. Don't live with everyday aches and pains. Don't rely on medication to just help you get through each day. Dr. Jeff Pasley can help you get on the road to wellness. So, go see them, Highway 14 in Millbrook. They have been open since 7 o'clock. They open at 7 o'clock, Monday through Friday. You can visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com. You can fill out your new patient paperwork there. Or if you have any other questions and you want to talk to somebody in person, call the lovely staff at 285-8483, Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure appreciate it.
It's very aggressive. You're welcome.
Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Okay, I have to wait till after the next hour for that.
What in the world?
Where's the continuity in the show?
Yeah, I can't wait to see how that correlates to...
That's called non-sequitur audio.
You go with that non-sequitur all the time.
The years of experience that I do. Mm-hmm. Now, our Chew the Baloney game will have to wait till the next hour.
Okay. Why?
Because
it's 5 minutes away.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes away. That's why. So we will play it then. And again, the topic today is cereal mascots, basically. The you know, the cartoon front man for some of your favorite stories.
I don't want to say which one I played, but I did play one at a grand opening of a Walmart once.
Tony the Tiger.
I wasn't going to say it because we have this thing coming up.
Everybody
and it's
knows.
About mascots. Nobody really knows, Jay.
You've told it before.
Nobody pays attention when I speak, Jay.
I do.
No, you don't.
I do.
You want to bring up instances that where you didn't pay attention?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Friday?
What happened Friday?
All callers to the show so far today have qualified to win three great grand prizes at the end of the week.
That's good because I got four callers.
You, right now, you're sitting at a 3 out of 4 chance of winning something.
Got good chances right now.
You're pretty good. Well, it depends. You know, we do a conundrum and we get 20 or 30 calls. That's one thing.
Yeah. Remember, I do have conundrums, by the way.
I understand.
From last week.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we can get a contestant, we'll give them a choice. How's that work?
Oh. I like that.
We give away, one of the things we give away is the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto with Memorial Weekend driving just ahead or anytime this summer. Now's the time to get your car to one of Dunn's three locations. Get it checked out. Take advantage of master certified technicians and state-of-the-art diagnostics and get your car a full checkup before you hit the road. That includes oil change, tire rotation, embedded items removed from tires. They do the whole thing for you, and they make it so easy. You need a ride to your office after you drop your car off? Just ask. Need to be picked up to get back with your car? Just ask. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations in three locations. What's wrong with me? I think it was the chocolate milk. You got one downtown at 408 Madison on Bell Road, just north of Vaughan, and in twice a day Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch checking out your Monday morning traffic, and we have some problems for you. We have an accident on I-85 southbound right at Perry Hill Road, so traffic is backing up past the boulevard at this time. Be prepared to slow down there. We also have a new accident on Vaughan Road at Old Orchard Lane. That is near the intersection of Bell Road, so be careful there. We also have a multiple car accident at the Boulevard and Rosa Parks. That's one with injury, so look out in that area. It'll take them a while to clean that one up. Traffic on I-65 is moving along pretty well for this time of the morning. Expect just a little bit of a slowdown when you head into the downtown area. Keep your eyes open around you. Let's get into work and school safely this morning. Begin your new career now. Tomorrow is the last day to register for summer term classes at Trenum State Community College. Call Trenum State at 420-4200, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe this Memorial Day weekend.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs his